Now 7 after the hour, Thursday, March 20th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap around. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Jennifer off this week. That pretty much gives you the rundown. I'm Dudley Steffen with the essence of the big news today. The stories. I actually kind of want to go back through the timeline for a moment. The Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 began in our minds on Saturday morning, March 8th, took off at 12:40 in the morning. Investigators believe somebody reprogrammed the plane's flight management system to turn away from its original flight plan. Then 26 minutes after takeoff, the plane sent out its last automatic maintenance data info to the airline itself. At 1:19 in the morning, the co-pilot told air traffic controllers, "All is well, all right, good night," as the plane moved toward Vietnamese airspace. Those were the last words heard from the plane. So where does the search stand now? In the Indian Ocean, near Australia, you have probably heard by now that the Australian satellites, picked up some debris in the ocean. There are three or four planes that either are there or are headed in that direction. Weather is bad there today. First plane on the scene could not find, given the coordinates that came off of the satellite pictures, could not find the debris that had been mentioned, even though one of those items is 79 feet long, did not find them. And so there is a ship that's on the way that could pick out of the water whatever debris was in there, take it 2 days to get there.
Yeah, they've rerouted a shipping ship.
Or a shipping ship.
A container ship. to go over there.
Ship.
A shipping
yes,
ship.
Right.
And also they're dropping markers because the weather is really bad in that area right now, so that they're having problems with that.
Okay, the Malaysians did themselves no favors yesterday, and they have expressed regret because a number of families that were complaining at a press conference about the lack of knowledge, and they were removed for protesting. Can you imagine that happening in the United States? Protesters at some function, and then they are yanked away because it's embarrassing for the powers that be. I'm not being really facetious about that because it has happened here. And the outrage that's being expressed by a lot of people around the world, man, the Malaysian Prime Minister had these people taken away for protesting because they've handled this like they were third graders.
We've never pulled out people for protesting more information on their missing family members.
Well, but I'm just saying in general. There are lots of different circumstances in which misinformation, lack of information, poor information, you name it, comes from government officials here. And there are people who protest that. On the mall in Washington, you know that better than anybody, Richie, because you live there. There are protests all the time.
Sure.
And sometimes with regard to authority. The president gets heckled here and there. The vice president gets heckled here and there. Members of the cabinet get heckled. Members of Congress get heckled. Members of the Senate get heckled. Public officials get heckled.
If they're on public property, and until they break some kind of rule or law, they pretty much leave them alone. But we had some handcuffed themselves to the White House fence the other day, and so of course they take them out.
That's cool. I think that's fun. I see a little of that.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the point is these people are the ones, when you really get down to the nitty-gritty, I don't think we really understand how the government works over there. Very simplistic. I wasn't being facetious. I'm using that
word right
today. The government, it's like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. You think we have a lousy government here. You think our officials are unresponsive. You think things run poorly. You ought to be in some of these countries like Malaysia. Africa is another place where you go. And you find it's in many cases, some of the countries in the Middle East, too, they're not very finite when it comes to their organization. And the last thing they're interested in being is accountable.
Try and get a new driver's license in Colombia.
Yeah, really?
It's maddening.
Right. Okay. So you understand what's what. So anyway, with regard to the flight, there was a Royal Australian Air Force P-3 that flew over the area. There are four other planes, as I said, that were on their way. They could not locate the debris. And that's, as Richie suggested, because the weather is so bad there. But altogether, there are 18 ships, 29 aircraft. Helicopters also have been deployed into the region. They're going to find anything. I don't think they're going to find anything because the plane's not there. It isn't.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think the plane is there at all. I'd be very surprised. Everything's subject to, but you know as well as I do, we have one of our Navy Poseidon aircraft there. I went over the target area as well, found nothing. So you can. There are all kinds of possibilities. What was it that they saw? It could have been a piece of something from a cruise liner, something from a container ship. Who knows what this stuff is? But the fact that everybody, you looked all of a sudden, all the news, CNN, NBC, ABC, Washington Times, New York Times. Yeah, we've seen it. We've spotted it. It's a breakthrough. We've never found anything. But everybody's grasping at straws because everybody's been led down this path like sheep. And the story is fascinating, yeah. But does it deserve all of this attention? All these experts? I mean, CNN, there's nothing on CNN except this stuff. It's a great drama. Yeah, it is. But other than that, what good is it unless you get somebody on the plane? Somebody in your family's on the plane, it's worth something. Other than that, it's a real distraction.
It's a credible lead
in our country.
You follow it up. It's a credible lead. You follow it up and see what's there.
And it's the only lead that they've really had.
Yeah,
right. Almost 2 weeks.
But I'm saying, is this the kind of thing that so takes over? I look at CNN's homepage. It's all about the wreckage. It's all about credible information. It's all about this flight.
Oh, CNN has glommed onto this one.
Yeah. Why are we so obsessed with this flight? 888-302-3684. Roberta, how much time did you spend yesterday paying attention to the fate of these people and the fate of the plane?
Oh, probably online, I'd say 20 minutes to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Richie, how about you?
I certainly was interested when I heard or saw updates about it, and I would spend a minute just kind of seeing what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got my attention for sure.
Right. How about you, Kenny?
Well, outside of what I would need to focus on for good day,
right?
I started yesterday afternoon that was the first thing I flipped on CNN to see if, when I got up, to see if the plane had been found.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just captivating. It's a captivating story.
Yeah. There's a picture that I've seen, a pretty incredible sand sculpture of, it's labeled, if you've seen it, Pray for Flight 370. Somebody's created two perfect hands in the sand with an airplane sitting in the hands. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, it's really very. But this is the kind of attention being paid to this thing. All right, so
there's also been a lot of funnies that have been going around, like, you know, with
funnies.
The cast of Lost with the plane in the background. I saw one with Gilligan's Island with the plane in the background, and one with Fantasy Island. The plane.
I'm not ready for that.
You know, stuff like that going around.
Yeah,
as well.
you gotta wait till the plane's found before you can start doing anything.
Yeah, it's a little. You wonder about the bad taste.
Yeah.
You do, Roberta?
if she's wondering,
wow.
It's bad.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, more big news. We have dogs in the news today. It's International Happy Day, in case you didn't know that. And Roberta has her report from the Queen of Cheap coming up next here on Good Day.
This is not a drill, people. The Spring into a Honda sales event means great deals on the sensational Honda Accord. Loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera, named a car and driver's 10 best list a record 28 times. Wait, let's give that its due respect. 28 times! Head over to the Spring into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Car and driver, January 2014. See dealer for financing details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Here to impress us with her knowledge, Roberta the queen of cheap with the deals today that will set you ahead any number of ways, mostly by saving money. That puts you ahead, but maybe there's some things in here that you didn't even know existed. So let's move ourselves ahead, Roberta.
Okay, well, it's spring ahead, and first day is spring, and Rita Italian Ices, giving away free Italian ices today to mark the first day of spring. If you're in a place that's warm, that's great. They'll cool you off. If you're in a place
that
that's
doesn't
cold,
include you.
You might want to melt them and make like a warm drink out of them or something. Free Italian ices at Rita's. If you're planning your summer vacation, SeaWorld has a whole bunch of incredible discounts for SeaWorld San Antonio, San Diego, and the one in Orlando, Busch Gardens. So we have all sorts of good discounts for you for SeaWorld, and they're all at DougSteffen.com. Jack in the Box, buy one, get one free. Their hamburger called a Bacon Insider. You can, like, double your chances of a heart attack. And Lego, if your kid loves Lego the way Rich's son loves Lego, on April 1st, kids 6 to 14 can build and take home a free Lego model helicopter at a Lego store near you. And we tell you where those are at DougSteffen.com and tell you about all other ways to save all kinds of money and get free stuff in the mail and, you know, stuff like that. That is absolutely wonderful things. So
those Lego guys are smart.
And check out the Queen of Cheap section.
You go in, you get a free helicopter, and you spend $100 on Lego sets.
That's a lot of
That's a clever way to do it. It's kind of like Home Depot, things. You know, bringing your kids for a free, you know, clinic that they do and go out, you know.
All right, so special deals from SeaWorld, Jack in the Box, more of those things. Some of them are cumulative. You can find them in the pretty much the midsection of the homepage, DougSteffen.com. Check out our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert's tips on how to shop for the right things in the food department. 21 after on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
People are talking about the contestants on American Idol, so let's present some of them to you and we'll tell you what we think, starting with Jenna Irene singing a song called Clarity. The bands, I'm trying to figure out what I didn't like and what I liked. What I don't like is the percussive sound. Hey, crank this up, Richie. When you're listening or watching Fox News or some of the other news channels, when they go from one thing to the next, they do that blaster, whatever that is.
Right.
And it sounds so phony. And that's what I'm hearing in the music. How do they create that? Anybody know? Kenny, how they create that sound, that percussive sound?
Drums.
There's an electronic connection to it.
That's all drums. I mean, drums, bass, and some keyboards can do percussive sounds, but...
It seems like a lot. All right, so Roberto, what do you think of Jenna Irene?
Not too fond of it.
Not much, okay. Kenny, what about you?
Does nothing for me.
Nothing. Me either. What about you, Richie?
Nowhere.
Nowhere, okay.
Nowhere.
So let's see. Next contestant is Alex Preston singing The Story of My Life.
The ground beneath my feet is open wide.
Wow, I'm done with that.
Oof, that's horrible.
That is terrible.
These people should be ashamed of themselves for putting this stuff on. All right, here's Malaya Watson singing When I Was Your Man. Like a woman.
I should have bought you flowers.
Why would she sing When I Was Your Man?
Held your hand.
It's a Bruno Mars song.
Bruno Mars is a man. Isn't that much value if a woman sings it? Does it? What am I missing?
Chicks dig Bruno Mars in his music, so maybe she says When I Was Your Woman. Let's just...
She's dancing with another man.
No, she didn't change it. But she's dancing. Yeah, no, she didn't change it.
Did you watch this last night a little?
I did not.
No.
My wife is the one who watches all of the music shows. She watches The Voice religiously.
But not
so much an American Idol anymore.
Okay, this is next contestant is Caleb Johnson singing Edge of Glory on American Idol. What happened to the ones that we liked at the beginning? Are they already eliminated? We had two or three that we heard one morning that we really liked.
You know,
I'm
I noticed this with watching The Voice, and Roberta, you probably noticed the same. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you'll see a singer that's really good.
Yeah.
Like the other day on The Voice, they had this kind of rough, bluesy guy, and they made him try and sing a song that just he could not do, and he got eliminated.
Get us out of there. On one hand, they say, you know, like, pick a style and identify yourself, and, you know, so people know exactly what to expect from you. But then they give them songs that are so out of their style that they sound awful.
When he auditioned, may have sang a song that really is just perfect for his voice.
Right.
And now they're saying, okay, you have to pick from this category, and, man, they just can't get it.
Do it. You know, it's like asking a country singer to sing opera. Like, of course they're going to be bad.
Right, yeah. It's tough sometimes. But you know what? If you're going to be a professional and you're going to be able to hit it all, you got to be able to do everything.
We had a fellow on earlier this morning, Vince Geminisi, wasn't that his name, Kenny? Who was able to sing all genres. He started as an opera singer. He was an Elvis impersonator. He had a very nice, what we would consider, pop song that's popular now. And I think that we could check it out, actually, at DougStephan.com. Don't we have it somewhere on the website, Kenny?
We do.
Yeah, it was very nice. Presentation was good, and he really could sing. Amazing, huh? He really knew how to sing. They got to know how to do all of that stuff. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, almost every single day coming into my office, when I'm broadcasting the Pet Show, people are asking me about separation anxiety. What is it? Separation anxiety is, in fact, the inability to cope when loved ones leave, and most often occurs when the dog or cat realizes it's alone. Since the pet's frantic search for its human companions often results in some damage, guardians almost inevitably attribute the effects of separation anxiety to spite. But I assure you that they really don't stay up late at night thinking of ways to get even with you. Although most trouble a pet gets into occurs when left alone, it usually has a lot more to do with boredom, loneliness, and in many cases, separation anxiety. And it's partially your fault. You know, when in doubt, blame mom and dad. When you're home, you feel guilty because you have a latchkey pet, so you spend all the time home with the dog, and then you leave, the dog freaks out. Even when you're home, go into another room, give the dog some private time away from you, whether you're out of the house or not. It will make all the difference. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Get back to the issues of the day, the events that people are talking about. I'm Doug Stephan Dudley to my friends and loved ones. Hello. Rich McFadden is here, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler. The missing plane, object spotted in the water, maybe, maybe not. It already, I think there are people who were asking earlier whether or not this could be the big break for those who are trying to figure out what's happened to their loved ones on that flight. Australian authorities say that they spotted a couple of objects using their satellites. There have been planes that have gone over the area already, and they've found nothing. So I don't know what else we can go around.
You know what
around.
I'm surprised about?
Say what?
I'm surprised that we have not seen in Las Vegas some kind of odds as to like when it will be found.
Oh, I bet there are.
Yeah, there have to
be. Oh, I bet
where
there
it
are.
Will be found.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What happened
yeah.
to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm going to look this up.
They've been on the number of sheets in the toilet paper roll in Las Vegas.
How many are there in the normal roll?
So you know that they've been on this.
How many?
That roll is Scott 1000. Will it be 999 or 1001 sheets on there?
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Roberta at DougStephan.com. Rich at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Jennifer off this week. Email is a good way to get to me and get my attention. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. Also a great way to get everybody's attention. The standoff in Ukraine, the crisis, which is one of the most overused words, and I'm sorry that I just used it, between the pro-Russian forces, the Ukrainian forces. Could that
be? I don't get that story. They want to be part of Russia, so what's the problem?
No, no. The Crimeans want to be a part. The Ukrainians
right.
do not. Ukrainians want to be part of the West. So what it appears at this point is that Putin and his gang trying to force or scare the Ukrainians because they say that the coup was engineered by the West, mostly the CIA and the United States. Possible. But this only after a number of votes took place that suggested that the preference with Ukrainians was to be allied with the West and not with the East. So this is where the conflict began. Moscow has claimed the Crimean region as its own. The White House has been, and so have been European leadership, they've been basically weak is probably the nicest word that you could come up with. But look at all of the other things that are a part of it. We said this yesterday. Somebody sent me an email. I never thought of that. It had to do with the space station. We get our astronauts back and forth to the space station using a Russian helicopter. Using a Russian
space station. Really, really high.
But this is, and there are all kinds of other things that we are, where we're doing business with them, and it isn't good. This is not good for business. So, that's why it will get resolved, frankly. Today is Happiness Day.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Well, it would probably be better if Bobby McFerrin were singing Don't Worry, Be Happy, because this is
Bobby's
a day.
Walking into the studio right now.
Is he really getting ready for your instruments?
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be good.
Be happy.
Right. While you're at it, why not extend Happiness Day to tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after? How about you have a happy life?
Be happy.
Right? Does that make good sense?
The saying that I ever heard was, happiness is a choice.
Uh-huh. It is,
without a doubt.
And it is a choice.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Absolutely. All right, so to make the choice more, easy, more relevant, if you will, there are a couple of important dog stories today at DougStephan.com, including, Richie, the video of the day today.
Oh, yeah?
Which features a dog who's not supposed to get onto the bed of its owner. Dog's owner seemed to think something funny might be going on while she was away. The dog was at home alone, so she set up a video camera.
Yeah, I love these.
To see what the dog was up to while she was away. There's no audio with this, but it, other than the dog, you know, kind of running around, jumping on the bed, there's a cat on the bed.
So wait a minute. They allow the cat on the bed, but they do not allow the dog on the bed.
Well, I think that what they really have done here is do what we all do, and that's give in. We all give in. We don't want our dogs on our... Well, I don't... That's not my case, because I like... But isn't that fun?
He's rubbing his scent all over her bed and just playing and having a good old time. It's hysterical.
All right. Okay, another item at DougStephan.com today.
While the cat is just sitting there just going,
he's looking.
What are you doing?
What does the cat do?
What are you doing, you stupid dog?
All right, look at this picture of the dog that sold for $1.9 million yesterday.
Whoa.
Is a picture, yeah, whoa. Is right.
How much?
Today's show. A wealthy businessman in China purchased a Tibetan Mastiff puppy for a $1.9 million price tag. They have lion's blood, top-of-the-range Mastiff studs at this particular farm. It's really a sort of puppy farm, the breeder. Pure Tibetan Mastiffs are very rare. So this is something I've never seen anything like this before, frankly. I've never seen a picture of a dog that looked like this before.
It looks like a chow, kind of.
Well,
how can it be a dog and have lion's blood in it?
I don't know, Richie.
That doesn't make sense.
The Mastiffs are known for their round manes, and that's where they get the lion look, perhaps. The dogs are large, can be ferocious. They are fiercely loyal. A story in the New York Post today suggests the a businessman, whose name was not reported, purchased this dog, 31 inches tall, about 200 pounds. Big dog. So,
wow.
The last one that was very expensive sold for $1.5 million in 2011.
I was about to say, I bet you the dog gets stolen. But who would steal a 200-pound dog? Yeah.
Not easily.
Although a friend of mine had his Rottweiler stolen.
Can you imagine that?
Mm.
A dog that costs $1.9 million.
Wow.
I could see spending that for a horse. There are some of these very famous and very accomplished.
But those are race horses.
Race horses. Some people.
So they're going to make money, you know. But
yeah.
Hopefully.
There are people, though, who are very wealthy. If you go down to Wellington, Florida, where all the horse people go, very wealthy horse people go in the wintertime, there are horses that every day sell for $1 million, $1.2 million, $1.4 million, $1.5 million, $1.9 million. But spend that kind of money on a dog? I mean, maybe it's just as crazy, spending that much money for a horse. Can you imagine if I spent that much money for a cow?
$1.5 million for a
there
cow.
There are cows that have sold for that kind of money.
Why?
Are they stud cows?
Well, they would not be a stud cow, Robert. They'd be
maybe
a stud
a breeding
bull.
Cow.
Well, a stuffed bull,
bull,
you know.
Yes, stud bulls have sold for that kind of money. Also, cows with remarkable udders have sold for that kind of money. Depending on the breed, they could bring a couple of $1 million. Yeah, because it's all about breeding stock. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that this dog that we're talking about will be used for breeding stock as well, don't you think?
Maybe, unless the guy just wanted it as a trophy dog.
Mm-hmm. In keeping with the happy theme, here's an upbeat story with a good ending.
And by the way, the happy theme and happiness being a choice means choosing to listen to a show like this in the morning as you're getting your day started.
That's right.
As opposed to listening to murder, mayhem, and fire and all kinds of other terrible things or angry talk on the radio.
Okay. So here's the story of a toddler that fell from three stories up, and there was somebody walking down the street somehow or other, looked up, saw the baby coming down, opened up his arms, and the baby fell into his arms.
Yeah, the guy said we saw him hanging, so we just stood there, knew he was going to fall.
This is here in
Burbank. And we put our arms out and tried to break his fall.
The youngster was hanging out of a third-story window in an apartment in Burbank. Guy sees it. Okay, baby's going to fall. I'm going to catch it. That's it. How amazing is that?
So, I think if I was in Burbank, I'd probably be hanging out of a third-story window, too.
Not Burbank.
But where was this child's parents?
Well, that's another question.
Hey,
we'll let
you
look into
that. What it's like a three-year-old. You've had two of them.
Yeah, but, I mean, you leave an open window by a three-year-old? I mean, really?
Well, because people are so clueless and so thoughtless, everything is about the individual. Everything is about me. Parents are extraordinarily aloof.
Let me check my Facebook page.
From
you go hang out around that open window.
Yeah, right.
I'll be over in a minute.
Texting me now.
Right.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what's going on. Okay, so a couple of good happy stories. It's happy day on Good Day. 17 before the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably have realized by now in your life you can't stop time. But the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes that do come as a result of aging, not getting enough sleep, perhaps not eating well, we can deal with that. I can send you to 800-543-9262, and you can order GenuCell to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, and the lines around your eyes. Do it naturally, no surgery. GenuCell from Stem Cell Therapy gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Call that now. Get the product next couple of days. Put it on at night. Next morning, you will notice a difference. Some people say they want to use it all over their entire face. I got a better deal for you than that. Mention my name, Doug Steffen, when you call 800-543-9262, and you will get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Treatment. It's a facial cream. So you use GenuCell under your eyes and around your eyes. Then you put Esotique on your cheeks and on your forehead and all around the rest of your face. And you'll be amazed at how wonderfully you look in 12 hours. And then you just keep using it. It gets better and better. You want to maintain it. That's why this stuff works so well. This stuff's not cheap, but it does the job. And that's why I recommend, that's why I'm using it. Roberta's tried it out. She likes it. Why not you? Try it out by dialing 800-543-9262. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes with GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scalp itch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Salsa Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsa Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something.
And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
It turns out that cheerleaders and football players have something in common you might not have guessed. Concussions. According to a new study in the Journal of Pediatrics, cheerleading is the most dangerous activity for female athletes, accounting for 66% of their catastrophic sports injuries. Injuries that can result in permanent disability or long-term medical conditions. The research comes amid years of news reports of alleged concussion-related brain injuries among pro football players. But unlike football, cheerleading isn't even officially recognized as a sport by most high school athletic associations. A failure, Dr. Jay Greenstein, CEO of Sport and Spine Rehab, and the official team chiropractor for the Washington Redskins cheerleaders, insists needs correcting, saying we're at what he calls a critical juncture. Greenstein, who's also a member of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress, says his work with the Redskins cheerleaders showed that incorporating chiropractic treatment and functional injury prevention programs is a logical answer. In fact, given all the sport stress to the body, especially the spine, other experts increasingly agree with him. Learn more at www.yes2chiropractic.org.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
There was 56 channels and nothing.
Television news at 12 before the hour. Jennifer Horn not here today, so I'll be Doug Horn and to bring you up to date on a couple of items of interest, including the fact that the president is going to be on with Ellen today to try to get people to sign up for health insurance before the deadline at the end of the month. Now, this will be a live shot from the White House. This is the first time he's been on with Ellen since before the election. They're pulling all the stops, all of the bigwigs in the administration being on all these television programs to plug away at the deadline, which is the 31st, which is, what, a week from next Monday. They wanted to have, I think, 7 million.
Which will get way extended if they don't reach their goal.
Yeah, maybe. 7 million is what they wanted. I think they have 5 million so far. But because of the rumors of how much it's going to cost to do this, I heard one story yesterday about somebody already getting a bill that was three times as much as it was last year, and they were in the program. They'd signed up.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, people just opt out and pay the fine. At any rate, that's something that you may want to catch on the Ellen program. Speaking of the president, the ladies on The View yesterday had a conversation about why the White House pastry chef quit, which is pretty interesting. Listen to this.
There is a little bit of a food fight happening at the White House. The executive pastry chef at the White House has resigned, saying First Lady Michelle Obama's healthy food campaign is at odds with his line of work. And that, quote, he doesn't want to demonize cream and butter and sugar and eggs. Now,
well, you know, he was aggressive.
Well, no, not really. I mean, he was hired in 2007 by Laura Bush, and it's like, you know, but
he's a pastry chef.
He's a pastry chef, and their palates they like the sugary milk, butter, eggs. And now you have a boss who says, "I want healthy food." So I think he did the right thing. If your boss wants healthy food, and you, that's not the way you want to do it.
That's right.
I don't know if you are having the problem that I'm having, but it used to be if you invited four people for dinner, you gave them a, you know, I don't know what, sliced steak, a pot roast. Right. Now one's a vegan, one's a vegetarian, one's a vegetarian, one doesn't eat dairy, one doesn't eat meat. Yeah. You have four people for dinner. You got four different menus.
Yeah.
Barbara, have you ever
you give everybody salad.
What's wrong with people?
Your milk, butter, and eggs are now like unhealthy.
Yeah, right.
Not on my place.
You freaks.
They aren't.
Stop it.
One past the hour.
Stop it right now.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Opinion, smart style. I have pretty much always been a fan of Sheryl Crow's. And interesting news today regarding her career, what she's decided to do, Roberta, in New York, is create a Broadway play out of Barry Levinson's Diner. The doors are going to open, but apparently not on Broadway first. There have been a lot of delays in the production of this show. Now they're going to open up at the Signature Theater in Arlington, Virginia, Richie, but not until next December. But I am amazed at how much work it takes to put these things together. These are really
difficult. Well, it seems to be a trend.
What is that?
You know, it started with Green Day doing American Idiot on Broadway.
Yeah.
It's the first one that I can actually recall of a big, big Broadway show that was really spearheaded by musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Kinky Boots on Broadway right now, which is, what's her name? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Okay.
Female singer from the 80s, very popular. Cyndi Lauper.
Ah.
I believe is.
So what's that show about?
It's about the movie. You got the Carole King musical, Beautiful. You got Sting working on one called The Last Ship, based on his latest CD.
Well, how do you come up with all how many theaters are there on Broadway? They need to have material, so people
about
are stretching
a
now
dozen
because
or so.
There are a dozen good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So and they
good ones,
sometimes
and there's countless. There's hundreds of off-Broadway,
right.
You know,
the shows,
off-Broadway theaters.
If they don't make it, though, if they get bad reviews and they're done the first night, the first week, the first month, they got to come up with something else to keep the theater viable, right? You got to keep producing these things so that they're. It's like anything
else.
Close. Yeah, they close.
But then you got shows that are just really iffy shows. I remember going to Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
And falling asleep during the second act. It was just horrendous.
You know what? So will they shut down a theater for a few months until the next one is ready?
Excuse me?
Will they shut down a theater for a few months until the next, really?
Well, because they're paying the theater to do the rehearsals in it. You know, when, if you've ever gone into a theater where they're still rehearsing a new show, everything is in the middle of the audience. You know, the soundboards are there, the light people are there. You know, everything is just all in the seats as they're trying to figure stuff out.
Wow, so these theaters aren't open every day.
And renting it, yes.
Right, wow.
Yeah. But a lot of shows go off-Broadway first. Like Once, for instance, was at the New York Theater Workshop. And it moved to Broadway essentially exactly the same.
You know, what was Once about?
Same actors. So, you know, things sometimes start either out of town or at the public theater.
What was Once about?
Once is based on the movie. It's,
I don't know what the movie's about.
Called Once. It's about a couple who meets, I believe it's in the UK or Ireland. It's a wonderful, wonderful musical.
I guess I missed
again,
it.
I saw it twice. It's one of those musicals that doesn't have that. It has to have the tourist appeal.
End of the song, Once, Twice, Three Times a Lady.
No, yeah. That's not the one. Falling Slowly is the song from Once.
Got it. All right, some more celebrity
you know,
news.
Yeah, things like Spider-Man, Wicked. I mean, these shows are just horrendous, but tourists love them.
Okay, celebrity news coming up here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
I noticed Russell Crowe actually did meet with the Pope, although it was not what they expected. Apparently, his weekly address in St. Peter's Square, he was just there, and they shook hands, and that was it. So if you were wondering about Russell Crowe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.